This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you are expecting me to do a John Madden sketch tonight. And we're just not going to do that. I think I've done it too much already. Oh, but we do have him backstage. Yeah. No, yeah, he's making a Thanksgiving dinner for all of us to enjoy at the end of the show. Hey, John, how's the turkey coming?
Oh, Frank, I'm not making turkey. I'm making turducken. You know what a turducken is? That's where you stuff a chicken into a duck, and then you stuff that inside a turkey. Boom, that's a turducken. This year, I'm thinking about adding another meat, too. If I go smaller, I'm going with a weasel. If I go bigger, of course, a buckhorn sheep. I mean, either way. You stuff it inside your oven, which is stuffed inside your kitchen, which is stuffed inside your home.
Hey, John, we're going to have a vegetable with that?
Oh, no, Frank, no vegetables. I don't like vegetables at all. So what I do is I take a vitamin.
Sounds great, John. We'll check in with you later.
Yeah. I look forward to it, Frank. The Don and
Mike Show. That was Frank.
That's his show?
That's Frank TV last
Frank
night.
Frank TV.
Idiots. Yeah. Because they choose to be Don and Mike.
Nice job by Frank. Lots of funny stuff. That Seinfeld bit that he did at the very beginning.
Right.
Was highly entertaining. But now we're all about the gay.
Gay. Right.
All about it.
Homo.
All about Homovember.
He's a fag.
Because Mike.
Yes.
As Sylvester sings, you make me feel mighty real.
Gay.
Oh, I'd almost forgotten Sylvester. I always think of Sylvester as the cat.
Hey.
Oh, baby, I can feel it.
That's so gay.
It is.
But that's what we're all about today.
It's right. A celebration.
Homovember.
Happy Homovember, everyone. Mike and I are downstairs in the studio, and we're going to go upstairs now.
We are looking forward to it.
Like brave boys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the party happening upstairs.
That's where you're going.
Uh-oh. Hurry up.
They're waiting.
All right, well, let's go.
Hurry up, what?
Homo November.
I see. I have the feeling that I'm. Excuse me.
What?
You can't fool the fooler.
Now, I've been up there. You should know I've been up there off air.
I know you have.
Twice.
But I get the feeling that you were going to try to pull a buzz on me.
No, not at all. No.
That you wanted me to walk out and go up there, and then you guys are just going to like lock the door with me. And then up there.
All right. Okay.
Everybody together.
Let's go.
Okay.
Head
and Mike taking off their headphones and heading upstairs.
Actually, stay down here, please, until we get
right
up there.
You got it. Up to the second floor where Homovember is in full swing, if you'll pardon the expression.
Ah, the swing of it all.
We have Washington, D.C.'s finest transvestites up there.
Drag queen.
Sorry.
Take that back.
I've been misinformed.
I do not resemble a transsexual or transvestite.
I'm a trisexual, though.
Forgive me. I'm new at this. It's my first time.
Oh.
We're drawing blood.
Oh, dear.
Matt, you're terrible.
Don and Mike are on their way to Party Central for Homovember, where there's food and festivity. And Blair Michaels.
And they just drew blood.
From what or whom?
All right, we're upstairs in the party room.
I changed. They drew blood. Hello? When they said I was a transvestite.
This is you've made another change.
Don and
well,
Mike,
of course, I'm entertaining.
You haven't met anybody up here.
Mike, introduce me to your friends.
I'd like to. This is Shaquita.
Hi, Shaquita.
Don, say hi to Shaquita.
I'm Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Very nice to meet you.
This is Charlie Brown.
Hi, Charlie.
Enjoying
Brown.
A nice glass of wine.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You know Homo Joe.
Homo Joe. Give me some love.
Now, how does he mean that?
This is Wendy from the restaurant.
Hi, Wendy. Hi. You let me know if you want to talk to me about HR problems with Mike.
This is Ann Coulter.
Hi, Ann Coulter.
Nice little kiss there.
Yeah, sure, Ann. Walk into the middle of the room, will you, please?
Very nice. Wow.
Take a look at Ann.
Boy.
Somebody get Ann some extra potatoes.
That is a...
All right.
She needs a lot more potatoes.
Right. That is. Do you want some more pumpkin pie? Please. This is Rizzo over here.
Hold on, Rob. Mike.
Oh, dear. I don't like to see that.
Ann Coulter is dry humping Rob's leg.
Don, this is Blair Michaels right over here.
Give me a hug.
You get some hug. Hey, yeah.
Isn't this lovely?
He's very you lovely? Oh, here's what. Take a picture.
Hi there.
Have the half naked man take
a
picture.
Fire truck. Come on now.
Come on.
Come on, Matt. Come on.
Attaboy, girl.
This is Bear. He's one of our engineers.
Hi, Bear. Bear, I'm glad to see you. In case you don't know, Bear is dressed like Florida Evans from Good Times.
Wow. Damn, well, man. Do you want to make ourselves comfortable over here on the couch?
Sure. I don't see why not.
Can right. you?
All right, I think we if we can sit
next to Shaquita and thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Well, so, here we are in our spacious office, which has now been transformed into a very lovely, lovely dining room.
Humo bar.
I would ask first, turn down the music for a second, Robbie. Just for a second, be a love.
Isn't this lovely?
You know, I didn't meet the gay guy behind the desk wearing the shirt that says O'Mara's on it, Mike.
This is the gay DJ Rizzo right over here. He's one of our managers. Hi, Rizzo. And they've done a nice job with the food here today. And here I am sitting in between Charlie Brown and Shaquita.
Shaquita.
That's right.
And I had the correct pronunciation of your name.
You had the wonderful correction.
That's wonderful.
Hey, Charlie Brown, I want you to notice something. I'm not like that guy in the Minneapolis bathroom. Look at that. We're touching feet as we sit on the couch right now. I'm touching your foot with my foot. Are you okay with that?
I can tell you what ring you have on.
Now,
what was that, Blair?
But I can tell you what ring you have on.
Oh, that's right. What ring do you have on?
I'd have no rings on unless you're talking about on my...
Wow.
Sorry, his pants were loose.
Oh. Hold on a second. Wait, Don, I should point out, is wearing some very nice Nike shorts. And Blair, you got a little view there?
I just figured out.
You know, I thought the Holland Tunnel had a great clear path.
That's the equivalent like of looking like looking down a girl's shirt, right?
Well, and really what it was you were flashing it a little bit. I guess when you sat down, they could see right up the pipeline.
So with guys like you, if I was to sit like I would normally sit, watching a football game at home, something like this. You'd like that, right?
I would think nothing about it.
Wow.
I'm used to seeing people spread like that all the time.
Now, how do you guys like Matt? Matt the Pollock doing a good job for you?
He is doing a fabulous job. Turn around and show him your wishbone. Look at that wishbone.
That is about as disturbing as it gets.
Slow dance, and I think that our loyal listener, Charlie Brown, appears to be a little overwhelmed by all of the hot gay action in the room.
Are you a little overwhelmed with all these icons here, Charlie?
Not at all.
Not at all. He's very comfortable enjoying himself.
It seems to me that you're a little too quiet, that you need to have a good time. How about a slow dance with Matt the Pollock?
Could you do that, Charlie?
Sounds awesome.
Fantastic.
Sure it does.
Rob running the music up here in the office. Rob, something appropriate, please.
And Buzz?
Yes?
Wherever the hell you are, I need some absinthe.
All right.
And Buzz, why don't you make your way up here, too? You know, we need you up here as well.
Buzz, I think we need 3 or 4 fresh glasses of absinthe.
Are you going to have a little Thanksgiving toddy?
Yes.
Are you
going to have that? I think we will toast our gay friends.
It's wonderful. And I see that Spartacus is still on. Oh, here's the dance.
Now that's what I call loving.
And Charlie Brown has nicely put his head on Matt's shoulder, which I think is delightful. Oh.
Charlie Brown, what kind of a dancer is Matt?
Fabulous.
Matt, do you like slow dancing with Charlie Brown?
It's not too bad.
How do you think Paula Goldstein's feeling right now?
Oh, Jesus. I don't even want to know.
Matt, is Paula listening today, Matt? Matt?
She would be very proud of me.
Matt, I know you're captivated by Charlie Brown, but I am speaking directly to you. How do you think, is Paula listening today? Matt, hello, he's carried away, isn't he?
Mike, I swear to God.
He's really not paying attention to anything except looking into Charlie Brown's eyes.
This is not for the show.
Right.
He was staring into Charlie Brown's eyes, and that gaze, G-A-Z-E, could not be broken.
That's true. Now, I'm very curious. Oh, here we go.
I'm not happy.
Did you already mix these up there, Buzz?
Yeah, mixed up and ready to go.
All right, we're going to have a little sip of
Rob,
some
turn here. That down, please. We'll have a nice toast.
Dance is over?
All right.
Well,
it was a
sure.
good dance.
Everybody got your absinthe, your drink of choice?
All right, here's our toast. This is our Thanksgiving toast to good friends, to inclusiveness, to the gay community in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere.
Here's to the rectum.
And once again, here's to swimming with bow-legged men. Cheers.
Hey, man.
Look at him.
Well made.
That's nice,
Buzz. Buzz, you did a nice job with that.
Did you use that new recipe thing?
What was that, Buzz?
I used the good stuff. I used our favorite kind, the 1792.
Did you use that recipe? Did Janet ever email you that recipe like that had some sort of lemony stuff?
So I had to wing it, but I think it came out pretty well. Very smooth.
Well, we've had the slow dance. We're enjoying a little beverage right now. I'm in the mood for a little entertainment.
So am I.
With a little...
I'm standing there looking at this Ann Coulter. Turn that music down for a second, Rob, please. Yeah, turn it off for a moment. I'm fascinated by this creature next to me. That was said with love.
Mm-hmm.
Show him the glove. Yeah, and you need to get the stethoscope.
All right. Wait, now I believe that and oh no. Oh my.
That's like a that's a glove.
All right. They're not serving turkey with that, are they?
That's a glove.
Very disturbed.
Oh, Don's got
about
a buddy.
That's
what Mike.
Look at you, unflappable.
I'm fine with this.
It's unflappable.
You know, you're feeling my man boob right now.
She wants a piece of your breast.
I got no problem with that.
I admire you.
Send this picture to Dan Mason.
Can we get a picture of this? Can we get a picture of this, please?
Ask Dan Mason if the gay community has a problem with this.
Yes. Amen. Amen,
Let's send
brother.
This right
Ask
over.
Elizabeth Edwards.
All right. We're going to get a lovely, lovely little picture
that
here.
That bitch.
I knew I could find you some way to make you say that word.
All right.
Your hand is like permanently on my boob.
Oh, my.
Like, stop it, Ann Coulter, okay?
It's called Velcro.
Incidentally, I'd like that picture, Blair, so I can put it out on my Christmas cards. That's what I'd like to send around.
Well, why don't you sit like you were watching football, and we'll get down and tell you. That'll be the Christmas card of all Christmas cards.
No.
Oh, no.
No, hey. Ann.
Calm down, Ann.
No touching my beautifully chiseled legs. We do got to hit a break, and when we come back, how about a performance?
I think it's time.
Blair Michaels will perform with us, and also everybody else here that's part of the drag show, right?
Yes. Part of the new cast of Town.
Town.
And Buzz, have you prepared something?
Absolutely.
Yeah, ding, ding, Town, 2009 U Street.
Happy Home November, and as I look around, I see that turkey is just about gone. The pie is still there.
Mm-hmm.
The cranberry stuff. Oh, and we have whipped cream.
Very good. What was that? I'm sorry. We're easily distracted over here.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes are gone.
Yes. From O'Mara's. It was fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
O'Mara's.
All right.
I just saw that picture of Sanjaya on the wall.
Isn't that nice? Oh, and you got to see the picture of Yaz. Up here. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that you got Yaz.
I couldn't be more thrilled.
Batman and Robin kissing. Ryan Seacrest. That is almost a nude photo of it. Well, you said that, didn't you?
Yeah, I got some tips for anyone that ever has to find pictures like this on the internet.
Right.
Just don't go Google the word gay. You're going to see things you don't want to see, even if you want to see them.
Very good.
It smells like locker room in here, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a big locker room turkey party we're having
Woo,
here.
Ooh, and thank you, man.
Florida Evans, what are you doing? Hey, come here, baby. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you,
baby. Love you too, man.
God bless you. It's too bad your son has to see you dressed like Florida Evans today.
I'm kind of captivated now, Don.
Oh, are you watching more Spartacus?
I think they're getting Spartacus.
You want
they're
some
about
volume?
They're about to spring him from jail right now. Hello, Spartacus.
Hold on. What'd you do, Rob?
I broke it, Don.
Oh, Rob, I was really getting into it. I was having a good time with it.
This is not a good room to be all thumbs in.
I know. Tell me about it.
You never know. It all depends on what you're into.
I want to hear some dialogue. Do we have dialogue yet?
Oh, yeah.
It's a big action movie. Rob, thank you. There he is. And they're all wearing, like, capes.
Yeah, for easy access. Look at his nice gay ponytail he's got, too.
Oh, they're putting Spartacus in a cage. They're going to transport him.
Ponytail and a flat top.
Hey, Buzz, outstanding absinthe. If no one has mentioned that to you.
I don't really like it.
Joe, if you can hear us, let's go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.